South Korean car makers are selling a lot of cars in the United States. Around the world, however, consumers are choosing other brands, and South Korean cars are all but ignored. Joining me now is car industry expert Paul Eisenstein. Good morning, Paul.
Good to be with you, Jackie.
Why are South Korean cars such a hit here, such a bust elsewhere?
Well, in the United States, a lot of the competition is trying to figure out the exact answer. It seems that consumers like the mix of very low prices and a lot for their money. I think the word is value. Korean cars were almost driven out of the market a decade ago because they were, quite frankly, pretty much junk. They were cheap, but they weren't very good. They didn't offer a lot. They broke down a lot. These days, they've really changed around quite a bit. You get a lot for your money. The design is pretty hot. And they've improved in quality, though they still tend to lag the industry as a whole.
So you're saying we get good price, good quality. So what do foreign consumers know that we don't?
Well, I think that in much of the world, the reputation still is very much the same as it was here a decade ago. The Korean cars that we got when Korean manufacturers like Hyundai first came over here really were bad. I mean, they were a case of fix or repair daily. You just had to constantly work on them to keep them going. And in much of the world, that's just a bad image, and it takes time to overcome, as it did here. I mean, things got so bad in North America that Hyundai, which actually built a plant up in the Montreal area, had to shut it down and very strongly considered pulling out of the United States at one point.
And if they are doing so well here now, why are so many of these South Korean car makers having financial troubles?
Well, for the same reason so many South Korean manufacturers of any sort are having problems. They looked at money as something you just seem to get out of the skies. They borrowed money with impunity. They never considered that they might actually have to pay it back. Unfortunately, the day of reckoning came a couple years ago when the entire Southeast Asian economic system collapsed. They're in deep trouble. They've borrowed tremendously. About a year ago, Daewoo was in such trouble that it actually had a negative worth of about $10 billion.
So enter General Motors. Will their recent effort to buy bankrupt Daewoo help or hinder a recovery for South Korea's car industry?
That's the big question. In fact, some people are wondering whether the deal will actually come through. You've got to remember that Ford Motor Company came in and tried to buy the company not very long ago for several times more than General Motors is offering, and that deal fell through. GM actually worked with Daewoo a decade ago and got so disgusted with the company that it walked out selling its stake for next to nothing and said that that was it. But then it looked at the Korean market and said they needed to get in. They're hoping to get cheap cars that they can market throughout Southeast Asia and also perhaps bring to the United States. So they'd like a deal, but there's no guarantee this is going to happen. And the fact is, if it does, a heck of a lot of creditors in South Korea are going to write off a lot of debt. GM's probably going to be paying maybe 10, 20 cents on the dollar at most for Daewoo.
And so do you care to make a prediction about the future of South Korea's car makers?
This is a crazy thing. Right now, they're doing very well, but they may be on their way to a disaster. They are in such serious debt, and they still have such problems in other parts of the world that a turnaround is far from sure. In the United States, the Koreans are doing very well, and if they can continue to improve their quality and continue to bring in some of the products like we've seen in the last year or so, they're going to do wonderfully over here. The problem is, will they be able to survive in Korea?
Okay, thank you, Paul. Paul Eisenstein is editor of thecarconnection.com.